Welcome. I hope you're listening to this in comfort, and that tonight you will sleep well. There are many who won't, for sleeping rough is a term we have become increasingly used to hearing in the last few years. Every night, in most of our major cities, people of all ages can be seen sleeping rough on the streets. These people are the jobless, the homeless, and the helpless. They are people who live without hope for the future. They are people, too, who can mainly be described as victims, victims of circumstance. Some of these people, however, become victims of something even worse than normal misfortune. They become victims of what can truly be called an evil force. It is a force that few of us are aware exists. Some of us, of course, have heard rumors of it, but hearing these rumors, we dismiss them. We tell ourselves they must be fanciful. No matter how often we hear of its possibility, we tell ourselves, surely it couldn't happen in Britain. But we are wrong. Very wrong. This trade, for evil trade it is, most certainly does exist.
Thank you, nurse. You can take over now, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Make a good job of the suture.
I won a prize for sewing at school.
Well done. Yes, this has been very successful. Very successful.
You said your daughter went missing yesterday, Mrs. Drew.
Yes.
Do you know if she was involved in last night's disturbances?
No, not Alma. Mind, I wouldn't blame her if she had been out there. Somebody's got to do something, the state of things. She had her breakfast, and off she went to school. But they said she never got there. I can't believe it. She's taken some clothes and that bag of hers with the picture of a cat on it. Why? Why did she...
Take your time.
I'm sorry.
Take your time.
I'm sorry, Sergeant.
Is this a recent photograph of her?
Yes, taken in the summer, out there in the backyard there.
How old is Alma?
16. She's never been in any trouble, mind. Not big trouble.
Things all right here, at home?
Well, we had rows. Who doesn't? It's been difficult, like, since my husband, her father, died.
Oh, yes, I see.
She kept saying things was hopeless. But she was right, wasn't she? No work round here for anybody, nothing. And nobody cares, at least not down there in London.
Did she ever say she wanted to leave home, run away?
She didn't like school. She kept on about going down to London to find a job. London? I mean, she's never been there. She's hardly ever been away from here.
Did she have any cash with her?
Oh, she had maybe £15 in the post office. She got some... she got some money at Christmas. Oh, sorry. You will find her, won't you?
We'll do our best, Mrs. Drewitt, but...
But what?
There are thousands of missing teenagers, I'm afraid. Anyhow, this photograph should help. I'll take it for copying and we'll return it to you later.
Never mind the bloody photo, it's Alma I want. I'm sorry, sorry. Just I'm so frightened for her. Down there on her own.
Like I say... We'll do our best, Mrs. Druid.
The train now standing on platform 12 is the 2020 Intercity for Manchester. Calling at Stoke-on-Trent.
You're not one of them do-gooders, who are you then? What do you want?
Would like to help you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you're from the welfare. What a fuss.
I promise you, I'm not. Look, another coffee. Sandwich?
Many from the newspapers, writing about the, what's his name, cardboard cities and the homeless dropouts. Like me.
I'm not from the welfare, I'm not from the police, and I'm not a journalist, but I think I might be able to offer you a job. You don't have a job, I take it.
What do you think?
You'd like to make some money?
Doing what? I don't do drugs and that.
I'm glad to hear it. You didn't tell me your name.
Yeah, right, I didn't.
Well, at this stage, it doesn't matter.
Mates call me Tom.
Take this card. Come to that address tomorrow morning, about 10. It could be worth your while. It's not so far from here.
Whittington Street.
Off Baker Street. Ask for Hillary.
Hillary.
I'm Hillary. Think about it. And I hope to see you tomorrow, Tom.
Oi, you! Shift! It's my pitch.
Pitch?
This doorway. I sleep in this doorway.
Shut your doorway. Who the hell are you anyway?
Never mind. Move.
Charming.
All right. You can stay for a minute. You want to talk? All right, then. Suit yourself. New round here. Young as well. Never seen you before. Where you from?
Up north.
Oh, yeah. You got a name?
Alma.
Alma? That foreign?
Don't be stupid.
Mine's Tom. What are you going to do?
When?
Tomorrow? Day after?
Get a job?
Down here? Good luck. Alone, are you?
Might be. And then I might not.
Yeah, look, I could be getting work tomorrow. I've got to go see somebody.
What kind of work?
Oh, well, sort of general work.
What, some quiz?
No. How old are you?
Me? Oh, 20.
Oh, yeah. You don't look it. You want to be careful, you know.
I can look after myself.
Well, that's what they all say. Try anything, some of them. And then the police. Coppers. Always picking up kids like you.
I haven't done anything.
I believe you. Now, I want to get some sleep, so shut up.
Can I stay here?
Yeah, yeah. Do what you like.
This one's called Tom something or other. They never seem to want to give their full name.
Think he'll turn up?
Fairly certain, yes.
Fairly certain is a contradiction in terms, Hillary. Wish you'd be more definite. Time is of the essence in these cases.
Ralph, it's never easy. Sometimes...
I know. Just facts.
Well, he's the right age. Orphan with a sister in New Zealand. No friends or relatives over here.
Very well, he'll do.
There's something else, Ralph. We've got to talk.
Hillary, we've talked and talked endlessly. We're in this together. Never forget that. Now, may I get on?
Just stand over there somewhere, Alma, and look pathetic. Yeah, well, that won't be difficult. This is morning rush hour. You could do well. Ask them for any spare change. That's all you do.
Tom?
What?
Where are you going?
What, see about this job, I told you. I might see you later.
What's so funny?
Maybe she wants a toy boy.
Eh? Oh, shave.
She'll be barking up the wrong bloody tree. Remember, look pathetic. I'll see you, Alma.
Ralph, this is Tom, the young chap I told you about.
Ah, come in, Tom. Sit down.
I've got work to do, so I'll leave you two to have a chat. Tom, would you like a coffee?
No, I'm all right.
See you later, then.
So, young man, you'll be wondering what all this is about.
Well, she told me she might be able to fix me up with something.
This place is a clinic, Tom. We do research here, basic medical research. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Look, I'd like you to stay here for a few days in comfort. Test your heart, blood pressure, etc. And, oh yes, probably take a tissue sample. At the end of your visit here, we pay you.
How much?
£400.
How much?
£400. In cash.
What is this? There has to be a catch.
Oh, there's no catch.
Well, when do I... I mean, when do you want me to...
Today. Now.
Oh, yeah, well...
But first, I need to know one or two details for our records. You are of no fixed abode, I believe.
No. Yeah.
And your parents are both deceased?
Both what?
Dead.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But you have a sister, Hilary tells me, who lives abroad in New Zealand. Are you in contact with her?
No.
No ailments, as far as you know?
No.
And you're not on any form of medication?
No.
Fine. Well, that's all I need to know, really, for the moment.
Hello? Hilary Weston here. Everything is arranged. The nephrectomy is underway. Yes, we expect 100% success. Yes, it will be dispatched immediately.
Alma. Alma, is that you?
What?
Yeah, wake up, it's me. Tom, remember?
Oh, Tom, yeah. What's the time?
Don't know, I'll just come back.
Where were you? I haven't seen you for days. Days!
Hey, listen, Alma. I've got some money. Real money. Big money.
What's the matter?
No. There's nothing. I just feel a bit dizzy. That's all.
You didn't fight him?
No. No, I'll tell you later. I'm going around the corner to the off-license. We're going to celebrate, you and me.
Celebrate?
Yeah, let me a pay.
Help yourself.
Still, carry the bottles.
Get some crisps while you're at it.
Yeah, 50 packets if you want.
Are you sure? You look terrible.
I'm fine. Don't go away.
Where's he think I'm going?
There you go, then. 2 bottles of vodka and 6 packets of crisps. You all right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh! Hey! What do you think you're doing? I just stacked those cans.
Sorry, man. I'll fix it.
No, no, I'll do it. Go on, off you go. Bloody vandal. Oh, my God! I don't understand. A young man's had an accident in London. What's that got to do with my Alma?
He was carrying this, similar to the one you described, with the picture of the cat on it. And this exercise book was inside, with Alma's name and address on it. You recognise it?
Yes. Yes. There, that's all right. Her handbag. Where is she? Where's Alma?
The police down there believe she may be sleeping rough somewhere near Euston Station.
Oh, Alma. You've got to find her. You've got to find her.
We are doing our best, Mrs. Druitt.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I can't help it. It's just seeing these things of hers.
This young man must have known Alma. Did she go with anyone?
I don't know.
She might have run off with him.
Well, then.
Or he could have stolen the bag, of course.
But can't they ask him?
No. I'm afraid not. You see, Mrs. Druitt, he's dead.
Post-mortem report. Yes, here we are, Sergeant.
Thanks, Doctor.
Road traffic accident. Multiple fractures of the skull, must have died instantly. But there's something else. He'd had a recent nephrectomy.
A what?
A kidney removed. And according to the PM, very recently...
What was he doing out of hospital, then?
Might have discharged himself.
And no identifying papers on them, nothing. Odd.
Why? Do you think somebody might have taken them?
Search me. Why take away all means of identification and leave the money?
400 quid in cash, wasn't it?
Yes. Looks like he had a lucky day at the betting shop. Well, we'll get in touch with other hospitals, try to find his medical record, check on this
nephrectomy.
I know the NHS is understaffed, but there must be a hospital somewhere who realise he's missing.
Why all the questions, then?
I'm sorry, I'd just like to help you, Alma. Pretty name. Your parents must be very worried. Do they know where you are?
No. Mum doesn't care. And me dad... cheated.
Cheated?
Went and died. Said he wouldn't. He was ill. But he told me he'd get better. He promised. I love me dad.
Come to this address tomorrow morning, Alma.
Why should I yell at you? Asking all these questions.
It's up to you. If you don't want to earn some money, forget it. But I want to help. Believe me.
You'd have to stay for a few days, but you'd be well remunerated.
Eh?
Well paid.
What do I have to do, like?
Now, remember, you can always say no and go away as free as a bird, no hard feelings. But on the other hand, if you need, say, £200...
£200?
Yes.
Listen, I don't talk posh and use long words, but I'm not a flaming dickhead. It's sex, isn't it? Sex.
What?
I've seen all the papers. Girls coming to London and getting snared up.
If that's what you think, Alma, I'm shocked. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, I think perhaps you should go.
Yeah. Well, I just thought, like... Look, I need the cash. What do I do?
I'm asking you to be a volunteer. You see, I'm a medical man. This is my clinic. We do valuable work here, a service to humanity. We save lives. Come with me. Look at this room. Come on, don't be nervous. See? Comfortable and warm, nice bed, books, magazines, colour television. All this is yours. You'll have 3 meals a day, and you can even choose what you want to eat. Better than shivering in a shop doorway, eh? You can lie in bed all day, eating, reading, watching television, videos.
But...
Yes?
What else? I mean, what else?
We ascertain your blood group, check your heart, blood pressure, all very simple. Later, one painless injection, that's all.
Injection? No, I don't like injections.
I did say painless, but if that worries you, no problem. We can find someone else, some girl who really needs £200, and the injection is painless. We just want to see a reaction to a common cold vaccine, nothing else.
If I stay here and have all these blood pressure things... How do I know you'll pay me?
Oh, I do have a reputation to think of. Besides, you will sign a contract offering your services, and the contract will be legally binding. Legally binding, understand?
Think so.
When I was your age, I'd have leapt at the chance of earning £200 for lying in a warm bed for a few days.
Well... You're on. I'll do it.
Excellent.
It's the money, see? I need it.
Fine. Thank you. Now, I'll ask the nurse to come and help you settle in.
Now? Today? Right now, like?
Well, yes, isn't it convenient?
Oh, it's convenient, all right.
Good.
That injection you mentioned. I don't like injections. I used to get them at the dentist's.
This one will be in your arm. And, Alma, if you feel anything, anything at all, I'll pay you £20 extra. How's that?
On top of the 200?
Yes. Trust me, Alma. Trust me. Good. Very good. Now breathe out again.
What are you doing?
I've told you, just checking up. Just routine. You've got very healthy lungs, Alma, and nothing wrong with your heart. Now, how old are you?
20.
Alma.
16. I was 16 last month.
I see. Fine. Nurse, we'll take the blood sample now.
Eh?
Nothing to worry about, Alma. As I said, just trust me. Hilary, it's late. Why don't you go to the flat and relax?
I must talk to you.
I know I've been difficult lately.
It's not that.
You're tired.
Yes, tired of all this.
We're saving lives, you know that.
Saving lives and making a handsome profit.
You haven't complained before. The world has nothing to offer these people from the street, and they've nothing to offer the world.
Who the hell are we to say so? Ralph, I've finished. I want out. I've decided to take that post in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? Well, if you don't freeze to death in the climate, you'll starve to death on some wretched NHS salary.
I'll risk it.
Be sensible, Hillary, please. I keep telling you, we're in this together. I can't let you go, Hillary. I can't.
It's all gone so sour. I worship the brilliant surgeon with a terrific future, but now, your only interest is money.
Hillary.
No, don't. At least your staff here still believe in you, but I'm leaving. I've decided. Yes, you're afraid. That's it, isn't it? I might tell someone what we've actually been doing.
Listen to me, listen. I'm not going to perform a nephrectomy on the girl.
Oh?
No, the child in a man who was to have received the kidney has died. So I'll get rid of Alma in the morning. She could go now, but she's asleep.
Get rid of her? Get rid of her? You promised her £400.
She agreed 200. Seemed more than satisfied. I'll give it to her if you insist.
Satisfied, was she? She didn't know she was going to leave here minus a kidney. If you want me, and I hope you don't, I'll be at home. Probably packing.
I can't afford to let you go, Hillary. Oh, no.
Look, I'm sorry, Mrs. Druitt, but the police in London have drawn a blank so far. In fact, Detective Sergeant Crambles has come up here to make inquiries.
What are you doing? Exactly.
We're doing everything in our power, I assure you.
Well, it's not enough, is it?
Their only lead was the boy killed by that lorry.
We still can't find out who he was or trace any friends or relatives.
Now they're putting me on television. Make an appeal like
that. Yes, I heard.
Maybe that'll help. Do you think it will?
I don't know, Mrs. Druitt. I don't know.
Yes, I'm calling from London, Dr. Van Gelder. I'm calling to tell you that circumstances have changed. I can help you after all. Yes, the transplant. I have a young patient here who will make a very suitable donor. The delivery will be in Amsterdam in less than 2 hours. The helicopter, yes, please. Right, ring me back to confirm.
And Alma, wherever you are, please, please, I beg you, just telephone and let us know you're all right. I love you. You're all I've got now. Please, please, just telephone.
A heartfelt plea from the mother of yet another missing teenager. This seems to be a never-ending...
Alma?
What? I heard my mum. I heard her voice.
No, no. You were dreaming.
And Tom. I was dreaming about Tom.
Tom? Who's Tom?
He never came back.
Just a dream, Alma. A silly old dream. Now, relax. Just relax. You won't feel a thing. I promise.
"3437, hello? Oh, yes, Dr. Van Gelder. No, Ralph isn't here. He's still at the clinic. You're confirming what? The helicopter? Oh, yes. The Golden Goose. I see. I'll tell him then. Thank you. Good night. Golden Goose. My God, he wouldn't dare.
Where?
It's all right, Alma.
Am I at home?
Relax. I'm just going to give you another injection. You've nothing to worry about.
Dad? Is that you, Dad? Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, me, Daddy.
There. You see? Painless.
Where's Ralph?
Oh, it's you. I didn't expect to see you at this late hour.
I've got to see him now, sister.
Well, he's upstairs in theatre.
I've got to talk to him at once.
Well, I don't know if you can go...
This is urgent.
Yes, well, I'll try and contact him then.
Right, everyone, we've had clearance from the hospital. We can go ahead earlier than I... Ah, let's have that light further to the left. That's it, closer to the upper part of the body.
Excuse me.
What the devil do you want, sister? No one's allowed in here. I'm about to perform...
I'm sorry, but it's Hilary. She's downstairs, so she has to talk to you at once.
Not now?
Well, she seems, well, hysterical.
I said not now. Look, tell her to wait. I'll see her as soon as I can.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and sister, tell her Alma has gone.
Alma has gone? Yes.
Make sure Hilary waits behind until we've finished.
Yes, Mr. Seymour.
Ready? Thank you. Now remember, the donor's heart must be in perfect condition. Scalpel, please. First incision here.
Never returned home. No trace of her has ever been found. She's still on the missing list. And Hilary? She too vanished, like Alma. And indeed, like Alma, has saved the life of an overseas patient, enabling Ralph to continue his terrible trade. Tonight, perhaps at this very moment, someone sleeping rough in a city street is being approached by a stranger, being invited to call at a clinic tomorrow. Alma was Melanie Hudson. Ralph, Eric Allen. Tom, Nicholas Murchie. Hilary, Anne Windsor. Mrs. Druitt, Margaret Heary. Police Sergeant, Peter Gunn. Female doctor and manageress, Melinda Walker. PC Crambles, David Bannerman. And TV presenter, John Church. Playing God was written by John Graham and directed by Jerry Jones. My name is Edward D'Souza, the man in black. Next week's story is one of obsession and human sacrifice.